Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to this week's episode of Connecticut Business Now with our partner, Kathleen Crispino, founder of BigCT.biz. This show is made possible by our sponsor, the Superior Network of Companies, helping give an amplified voice to businesses and nonprofit leaders throughout our state. Connecticut Business Now is heard only on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Welcome. We have our biggest crowd in studio for the CT Business Now segment. But of course, the constant is Kathleen Crispino. Good morning.
Good morning, Connecticut.
And Kathleen is accompanied by Barbara Heckler, president of the Southington Chamber of Commerce. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you
and
for having us.
Brian Williams of North Shore Consulting, LLC. Brian, nice to see you.
Happy to be here.
All right. So, Kathleen, why did you bring Barbara and Brian, two esteemed people in their field, to come in and talk today?
I liked them.
No, that's honestly a good reason.
No, I brought them in. I invited Barbara and Brian today to share how, through determination, tireless collaboration, the Southington Chamber, they became the first New England chamber to give their members access via a new federal ruling to the Association Retirement Planning. And in addition to that, to share why, like Entercom and WTIC, Barbara made Southington Chamber of Commerce one of the first of three chambers that partnered with Big CT to help onboard and educate business owners, nonprofit and association leaders, and to let them know how registering onto the Big CT platform will help to amplify their voices and give access to voting and be sure that their businesses are found in the 2020 directory.
And Brian just here is arm candy?
Kind yeah. of. No, he's not.
That's not a problem. With this group, that's not a problem.
Beauty and brawn.
That's not a bad thing. Barbara, so you're the president. You were the president of the Southington Chamber from 93 to 99, left for a time, and then came back as president in 2019. So you're here today. Mm-hmm. What would you say has changed from the first time you directed the chamber till now?
You mean besides the age of the people?
No. I'm guessing you haven't aged.
Well, I don't know about that. But so quite a bit has changed. If you take a look just in terms of the political climate is very different. The economic state that we're in here in Connecticut is very different. But one of the major pieces coming back looking at a chamber, in the 90s, we were just becoming automated. There was no technology. There was technology, but it wasn't advanced to the point where you're dealing with, you know, social media and everybody has multiple devices. Now we have multi-channels where we're going to put all of our information, promote our businesses. So I think that's the biggest change in terms of how we promote businesses. Very different. We're very oversaturated with information now.
Is that a good thing?
Yes and no. For the most part, I say no because there's a lot of information out there that's misdirected. And so I think one of the things I like about working with Kathleen and what she's doing and with her technology platform is it kind of solidifies businesses all in one area.
Mm-hmm. Simplifies.
Brian, tell us a little bit about your group, North Shore Consulting, LLC.
Yeah, so it's an investment advisory firm in Southington, Connecticut. So we started a couple years ago. I'd worked for bigger firms in the past and just constantly got smaller till the point where I decided to go out on my own and get that up and running. So the idea was to make very localized, very specialized, focused retirement planning firm that can help small businesses.
Now, are you a member of the Southington Chamber?
I am.
In lieu of the president, you become a member?
I was there before she was on her second term.
Oh, okay.
We met on my first day.
Really?
It was my first, but Brian is an executive level member of the chamber. It was my very first day of work, and he walked in to introduce himself, and conversation took off from there.
That's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
So I really got to know the top of Barbara's head first, because she took so many notes in our first meeting. This is all I
Well, it's a good
Barbara,
thing it was at the top of my head, you'd be blinded. So the federal government posted a 401k group buying initiative, mm-hmm. which you made a priority to offer to your members. Both take that, Brian. Why don't you start off? Why is that?
Yeah, so really it's about access and affordability. So the Department of Labor passed a final ruling last summer that allowed members of an association to band together to be part of a group retirement plan. So the reason that's important in Connecticut is there's 600,000 workers who don't have access to any workplace retirement account. And business owners always cite costs and complexity of these programs as to why they don't have one. So this is a chamber program that really helps push through those hurdles and get these plans up and running.
Barbara, what about you in response to that question?
So in terms of a Chamber of Commerce, our goal is always pro-business. And we look at our membership and our business community from two standpoints, one from the employer standpoint and also from the employee standpoint. This is an opportunity where our chamber membership extends from the employer to the employee. So everybody who's a member of every business that's a member of the chamber, each one of their employees is also a member. Mm-hmm. And we are looking for value added benefits for their membership investment. And this type of plan is directed towards that benefits package for employees. We know in researching data on what employees are looking for when they're with a company, that they're willing to give up a higher paid position for the same position at another company if the benefits package is better. It's a quality of life that your employees are looking for.
Right, which is more important now than ever.
It's more important now than ever. And so when we partnered with Brian, and we did our due diligence, I mean, this is 6 months in the making. Right. It did not happen overnight. And so we are actually very pleased to be the first in New England, one of the first in the country as the Southington Chamber of Commerce to offer this employee benefit.
And what about Big CT Biz attracted you to that?
Oh, I love Big CT. So primarily anything that is pro-business is good for our businesses, not just in Southington, but in the state and nationally as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important as a Chamber of Commerce that we offer and open up the audience reach for our businesses. And that's what Big Biz Connecticut does.
Right.
They offer us an opportunity to give increased exposure and promotion for our businesses being listed. But also, you know, in terms of that, gives us the opportunity to work in partnership with them for some of the conversations that need to take place in terms of, pro-business legislation, the agendas in Hartford. How do we get the voice of the people all under one roof? How do we really get our elected officials to respond to what businesses really need and what they're saying? So it's
a collective, right? Yeah. We're going to put together that collective power of the people.
And have you had a chance to talk to other chambers and encourage them to jump on board?
We're on that next. So Kathleen and I are going to be taking this. This is our initiative to reach out to all the executive within the Chambers of Commerce across the state and convey the value of hopping on board and getting all of their businesses to sign up as well. And one of the components that works well that Kathleen and I designed that's appealing for Chambers of Commerce to look at is that when a chamber member business is listed on her site, there's also going to be a little logo and link to that respective Chamber of Commerce and also to that business's own website as well.
Brian, we've only got a couple of seconds, but what does Big CT Biz do for your company?
Well, I think it's all about exposure and it's all about getting your name and your logo out there. And I think anything that brings Connecticut business together helps everybody.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen, how do people get on board?
They just register. Mm-hmm. BigCT.biz/register. And remember, everyone out there, we are one Connecticut. And BigCT.biz is a nonpartisan, free to register on. So nothing's going to happen. We will never solve the problems of this Connecticut until we all get on one platform and work together.
Barbara, Brian, Kathleen, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You Thank for you. Having
Thank
us.
You so much.
This has been Connecticut Business Now. Until next week, make sure all your favorite business association, community, and nonprofit leaders go to bigct.biz/register to be listed and found in the CT First directory. It's 100% free, but everyone must register. And who knows, the next voice Connecticut hears just might be yours.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.